Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent some time with God and continue to spend time with God, still in the devotional journal, Living Free. And today's topic is focused on living free through God's proclamation and pardon. I don't know if you've ever done something wrong. I'm actually sure that you have. But it found yourself in need of forgiveness, of pardon, if you will. A wiping your slate clean kind of action. One of the difficulties with our human nature, our human methods of forgiveness, is rarely is it the same thing as the pardon. As really having our slate wiped clean, as being washed. The other difficulty in our human interactions is even when we are pardoned by a person that we've wronged, or if we've reached the stage in our life of committing a crime and receiving an official pardon from a governing authority. Many times we are aware of the pardon, of the forgiveness that is offered, but the people around us aren't so sure. They may not even be aware of the fact that that sin, that wrongdoing, that crime in our life was even pardoned. They didn't pardon us. Someone else did. And that's what I believe why it's so incredible. The scripture teaches that God is willing to pardon those that would come to Him. But not just pardon them in this private ceremony that's just between us and Him, but to proclaim pardon for the captives, to proclaim pardon for those who have been caught up in sin. To make it known to all who would listen that His pardon is given, it's complete, it's finalized. You see, I believe as we live free in Christ, as we gaze into the perfect law of God's Word, we recognize the freedom of living as one who has been fully pardoned. But beyond just knowing that we have been fully pardoned, of recognizing God's proclamation includes others. That when a person comes to Christ and receives His pardon, that proclamation by God is just as complete for them as it has been for us. That our interaction, our awareness of who they now are ought to change. Because God has pardoned them. It's so easy to look down on people based on who they were before Christ. Even based on some of their actions that were exhibited in their life after they came to Christ. And it's one thing to evaluate someone's activity, their patterns of continued activity. It's a whole other thing to pass judgment based on activity that they no longer do, they're no longer involved in, that they repented of, that they turned away from. Our minds can be a terrible thing as well as a great thing. The terrible when we hold on to memories that are no longer valid, that they're no longer appropriate. They're no longer defining of who we are or who someone else is. Our memories are a great thing when we hold on to the forgiveness that God has offered, the cleansing that God has done. You see, living free through God's proclamation, through His pardon, ought to change the way we look at ourselves. Yes, we continue to grow and to put away things that we discover in our life that are sinful and not appropriate. But as we do that, we ought to be hearing God's complete pardon and says those things no longer exist. And then not go back to them. Not go back to them physically, nor not go back to them in our mind. And when others repent, they turn away from the sin, the evilness, the wickedness that has been in their life. God proclaims that they've been pardoned, that those things will no longer be held against them, at least not by Him. And God's desire that is those things are not held against them by us either. It's so easy to get caught up in the labels of who we were, of who we were as a kid, of who we were as a young adult, of who we were 20 years ago, of who we were 5 years ago, of who we were even last week. And if we're still living as that person, then that's one thing. But if we've allowed God to transform us, then those things shouldn't identify us. The pardon of God, His full forgiveness, ought to be the identifying mark in our life. Jesus talks about a woman that came and really was not received well by the Pharisees because she was touching Jesus. She was washing His feet. She was, with her tears, she was there in His presence. And not just the fact that she was doing this, but her reputation was, well, it was not exactly stellar. In fact, they begin questioning among themselves of how Jesus could let such a person touch Him, even be near Him. If He would know what kind of a woman she was, He wouldn't put up with this. I always love in Scripture when individuals are talking to someone else, or even just thinking, and not addressing Jesus, not speaking to Jesus, not in their belief even being heard by Jesus, and then the line comes and Jesus answered them. Can you imagine the shock of being somewhere and thinking something and have the person around the table with you answer your thoughts? Sometimes that would probably be a little bit humorous. Many times it would probably be shocking, to say the least. It might just change how diligent we are in controlling our thoughts, taking every thought captive. But anyhow, Jesus answers this man's thoughts, and he basically says, those who have been forgiven much will love much. He tells a parable story to illustrate that, but when we live free by God's pardon and His proclamation, how much do we think we've been pardoned from? How much pardon do we think we needed? Do we love much or do we love little? That might be a good evaluation tool to help us understand just how much we're living free by God's pardon. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend some time throughout the day examining how much of the past you hold on to that you've already been pardoned from. How much of others' past do you hold on to that they've already been pardoned from? How well do you hear God's proclamation of pardon for all who would come to Him? How much do you believe it? Do you love much or do you love little? As you represent Jesus, do you believe that every person you encounter in life can be and ought to be pardoned by God? Receive new life, to be transformed fully. As we pray, consider what your life would look like if you were to grow in living free by God's pardon and His proclamation. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that has offered us a pardon that is so full and complete that our sins are removed from not only us, but from Your mind as far as the east is from the west. And Father, not only have You pardoned us, but You've proclaimed that pardon so that all would know that our sins, because of Jesus, are not held against us. And Father, as we understand that in our life, may we be more diligent in seeing others who are in Christ as being fully pardoned, as brothers and sisters who do not have their sins held against them either. Father, may the freedom that we know be a freedom that we share. May we continually examine our own life for things that you've pardoned us from and we've kept hold of. And may that examination and that time with you compel us to continually clean house. Out of love, knowing how much we've been forgiven. And Father, even when we see inappropriate actions in the lives of others, may we not look at that as defining actions, but as things in their life that need worked on, just as there are things in our life that need worked on. May we see the defining element of their life, the pardon that you've offered to them as well. Father, today, may we live life more free than ever before. May the things of our past that you've forgiven, that you've pardoned, not haunt us any longer. And Father, just as we have been set free, may we be busy about proclaiming freedom, proclaiming this pardon to those who are still held captive by sin. Father, I continue to pray each day that this virus would be gone. That you have been using this time to refine and perfect us in our faith, in our love for you, in our love for one another. I pray for the children. Father, that as we understand the pardon that we have received from you, that the way we discipline our children would include those elements of pardon, that the misbehaviors we deal with today would not be held against them tomorrow. That the growth that they experience would help them to know and understand just how full your love is for each one of us. God, today, may we represent Jesus well. May the things that we do, the way that we interact with others, may our time with you be an expression of the great love that we have for you, and may our time with others be an expression of the love that you've put within us for them. Father, may each one of us do our part. May each one of us use the gifts and abilities that you put within our life to represent Jesus in a way that is unique. That the light that is lifted up for Jesus would shine brightly in all corners of darkness. Father, I pray for those who continue to struggle with living day to day through this pandemic and the COVID-19 restrictions and stuff that continue to ebb and flow. Pray for great wisdom for those making decisions regarding schools resuming and what that looks like, regarding church gatherings and how to continue to worship together and be mindful of the health and beliefs and feelings of each person. Father, I pray that through all of this we would gain a greater sense of compassion for one another. A greater realization that we don't have to be the same to love one another. We don't have to have the same approach to day-to-day life to love one another. And Father, may the pardon that we've received from you through Christ be that unifying force that causes us to love greatly, no matter what. And Father, may in all that we say and do, whether in person or online or phone calls or whatever it looks like, that any of the interaction we have with people, Father, may it be done in a way that lifts up Jesus, that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.